The Hawaii Sports Radio Network on 95.1 FM and AM 760 presents Wake Up in the Den with Kuʻule Ogbayani.
Good morning, beautiful people. It's Wake Up in the Den. I'm Kuʻule Ogbayani, alongside now, Paul Brecht, you made it, and you're not as, like, wet and rainy as I thought you would be, as I slide over to this other side. This is what happens, it's Aloha Friday, and it is wet and rainy weather outside, so we're just having a good old time, though. It's still always a party here on the Hawaii Sports Radio Network. Speaking of the wet and rainy weather, however, on schedule, we do have OIA softball this afternoon between Kalani and the senior night of Moanalua. We'll keep you posted, so be sure you're following us on social media at High Sports Radio to know whether or not it is a go. Obviously, if it was on a normal softball or baseball field, we would have likely canceled it by now. However, the game is at Moanalua, and Moanalua, if you guys didn't know, have their newly renovated all-turf baseball and softball field. So we will see what happens. We'll give their AD a call around noon, and yeah, follow us on social media to or you guys can just tune in. The game is scheduled for 3:00 p.m. so we'll see what happens. Hopefully it's a go, but yeah, this weather is quite gloomy and rainy outside, but Paul's here, so
I am here. Shout out to my rain jacket, which is drip drying down in the garage. Did a real nice job for the most part. Less of a shout out to the drivers today I understand being safe and like extra cautious when it rains. I appreciate that, especially those of you with kids. I drive past the school on my way in every day. I get that. When we get past there, I promise it's okay to go the speed limit and not 10 under the speed limit, especially when you got a moped driver behind you and it's pouring rain. That's less showing aloha than showing aloha.
Well, it's weird, right? Like over here, it's kind of like you get the two extremes. You get the overly cautious driver, i.e. kind of myself, so I apologize.
There's nothing wrong and with then being
you
cautious.
Get, no, but then you get like the overly zealous guy or gal, not discriminate, where that has like the lifted Yoda or the lifted trucks, and they just want to like speed and like splash all of the other cars and everything, even on the freeway. Like, dude, why are you going like the actual like 55 plus speed limit on the freeway when the weather is this bad and like leaving everyone in their tracks? So it's kind of like the two extremes. Nonetheless,
find a happy medium.
Yeah,
drive
safe.
That's where I'm at.
Drive safe.
Exactly. I'm glad people are driving safe. This is more me just being like, ooh, yeah. I hate
okay,
being
you're
in
here
the
on
rain.
Time.
Yeah, it's so funny. Mostly because it's one of those ones where you like see four or five green lights that are like you should make, very obviously yeah. You should make, and then it's like you sit through them. That's when it's like, oh my god, guys, please, I'm begging.
Just be the version of like those crazy moped drivers that zoom and like.
See, that's the thing. As much as I will sit here and be, I'm not taking the bike lanes. I'm not whipping past everybody.
Good job.
Going through the red lights and whatnot. I see some of my fellow moped drivers and what they do, and I like to think of myself as bold and brave. That is bold and stupid, what a lot of them do. It's incredible.
What are you going to do? Anywho.
Well, probably buy a helmet, I guess.
We'll see what happens. Like I said, yes, you should. We've already been saying that. We'll see what happens this afternoon with our OIA softball coverage. Hopefully it's a go. Other than that, there are still a bunch of stuff happening. We didn't get to a lot of the national news yesterday. We had Zor Ned in the studio. Mahalo and shout out to Zor again. But, you know, we kind of dove into some different conversations, being that both of us were student athletes here in college at different levels and entirely different points in time, mine being quite a while ago. So, and his
who
being,
didn't deal with the NIL era?
Not NIL, social media, from social media, good and bad sides of social media is what we talked about yesterday. So we didn't really cover any of the like crazy news that was going on nationally, which, I mean.
Oh, did something happen?
I don't know. The OJ thing, honestly, you guys, is not a big deal to me. Like, I probably would have brought it up yesterday, but.
But we were referring I don't really to care. Shohei's interpreter.
Yeah, that we will get to. But the, you know, I know a lot of the national news, social media, like all these types of video of OJ Simpson.
He's looking up
I
at
grew
us
up, now. Yeah, I grew up, like, when the Bronco Chase was going on, I was still playing with Barbie dolls. So I don't even know. I only know him as the murderer and then, or the, sorry, alleged murderer and the friends of the Kardashians' dad. That's kind of like the era I grew up with. I don't really know him. Yeah, I've seen highlights, but he played for Buffalo. You guys know how I feel about the Buffalo Bills. And yeah, I just, it's, so I didn't really like lose any sleep over that. It was just kind of like,
I absolutely didn't. So here's the thing. I mean, one, rest in peace to him, I guess, for those in his family and friends who will mourn him. I will say this. In general, there's a reason that a lot of people kind of saw it and went, oh, and then made a bunch of jokes. You know, it is always sad when somebody dies. We can rest easy knowing that Nicole's murderer is no longer with us.
Allegedly.
I mean, we can just straight up say it now. The dude's gone. He's going to sue me for libel. Anyway.
Everyone used to say it when he was alive.
No,
too.
Kidding. But in general, the Bills have now had a murderer play for them. The Patriots have had a murderer play for them. So it's down to the Dolphins and the Jets.
Anywho, on that note.
Sorry, the I always got to bring it back, yeah, you know.
The one, unfortunately, the one passing that we were very much in tune to and sad about. Well, I know Paul hasn't really been here, so he's not too versed in it. But Akebono also passed away due to an illness. He was admitted to the hospital, and it was reported by Japanese media outlets that he did suffer heart failure is what they had reported, you know. Basically best known in Hawaii just for being a sumo legend, but traditionally the first foreign-born sumo wrestler, and by foreign-born, obviously foreign to Japan, not foreign to Hawaii or America, I guess you could say. I know probably people on the continent are like, foreign-born, but he was in Hawaii, although some people still don't know Hawaii's a state. So either way, foreign-born sumo wrestler to win and receive the highest ranking of sumo. So that, and he's so young, 54, you know, but I just remember growing up in that time, man. Akebono was everything, and just sumo wrestling in general. But that was one that Hawaii fans like were really, really shocked about. But then we got some interesting comments on social media. But nonetheless,
no comment.
If you don't have a picture, then we don't take you seriously on social media. But anyways, that's kind of one of the other big news that happened yesterday. And yeah, Ipe Mizuhara.
That's what a legitimate gambling addiction looks like, by the way, folks.
I cannot believe. And I think it's still hilarious how people are just like, I don't understand how Shohei didn't know. I mean, Shohei has ubers and bajillions of dollars.
I love people who compare the spells. Like, they're like, I would notice if $20 went missing from my my account. First off, you've got bigger issues if you'd notice that right away. Second off, don't ever compare yourself to a millionaire.
Yeah.
The way we see money and the way that the upper class sees money is just not the same.
So different. So, Ipe Mizuhara, accused by the U.S. government of stealing more than $16 million from Shohei Ohtani, and faces up to 30 years in prison. But the craziest thing, like, it was already crazy to think, like, man, he stole multi-millions of dollars, like kind of what we're saying, how people are like, can't believe he didn't know. But the as the investigation goes on, the breakdown of the bets, you guys, is insane. And you guys know, we're all, I mean, our national programming is all about, you know, betting odds and whatever. We talk about betting odds all the time. I love sports betting. Like, it's like the first thing I do once I touch down in Las Vegas. And it's just, that's pretty much all I gamble my money on in Vegas. I rarely play the machines. I love sports betting like the next person. But this is insane. So if you guys didn't hear it or read it, in the 26 months from December 2021 to January of this year, eBay made 19,000 bets, which checks out to 730 bets per month / 24 bets per day. It alleges that he won $142.25 million, but lost $182.935 million for a total net loss of $40,678,436.94. So that is insane. There's all this stuff about how he called like the bank impersonating Shohei Ohtani and had all the information for Shohei. And that's not rare. Like with someone like Shohei, who is genuinely only focused on baseball, makes millions and millions of dollars. People have handlers all the time. I mean, you see celebrities like musical artists that get stuff stolen from them, stolen money, because they trust these people to handle these types of things, like maybe, you know, make sure their Netflix bill is paid or something. But those kinds of things, right? That's why they get access to their bank accounts, making sure things are paid for, and so that the person can only focus on their craft, be it baseball for Shohei Ohtani or some of these musical artists. Like, they don't want to worry about this stuff. They trust people, and by all accounts, it looked like they were best friends. Ipe looked like innocent, I still go back to when Shohei was on the Angels and I forgot what team they were playing, and there was kind of like a little melee, and then you see Ipe like grab Shohei because Shohei's like trying to run towards it, and then he's like grabbing him, like getting him out of the scrum, like whoa. I think this was like Shohei's first year with the Angels too, and it's like we don't want to do this. But all accounts seemed like Ipe was this genuine best friend. I think maybe it seems so bad, but I feel like if he was actually like raised in Japan, things would have been different. But we talked about how he spent a lot of time here in the U.S. prior to getting the dream job of being for Shohei Ohtani. So take that how you must, because it just seems really weird. Everyone familiar with Japanese culture knows like this. It's just shocking because that's why Shohei, too, is like, you know, you genuinely trust someone. There's a lot of honor in Japanese culture. There's a lot of, hey, he's the golden child. Like, you don't want to do anything to mess with the golden child of Japan. Doing this in America, and I'm sure giving back to a lot of people back in Japan. So that side, just a cultural standpoint, I was like completely shocked, because this is not something that happens in the Japanese culture and how you're supposed to. I mean, yeah, they have like their prime minister and whatever, but Shohei is basically like Japan.
Shohei's God.
Like,
I mean, I'm just going to call it, he's God. And in that sense, it's been incredible. I am going to say this. This is what a gambling addiction looks like. For anybody who might be worried that they're falling into it, one, there are resources for you. Please look them up. Please use them. Two, 24 bets a day.
That's insane.
I when I put in two, I'm like, whew, I'm going crazy today. 24 a day. The amount of money.
I know some people who, okay, not all day every day, but I know quite a few people that can easily surpass 24 bets a day on like a day.
A Bender weekend, I could probably go nuts. But the thing is, when the Bender weekend goes for 2 years, two and a half years, it really is insane. And I find myself feeling bad for Ipe for the reason that I said, this is a legitimate illness. This is a legitimate addiction. It's the same thing as a drug addiction to me, where it can ruin your life. I mean, it has ruined his life.
But he didn't bet on baseball, which is so crazy. Like that he followed like one rule about if you're within the baseball. I mean, technically he's not a player, but he's in an organization, so he would have gotten fired anyway. Stealing all this money from Shohei Ohtani, gambling all those bets a day. But I love how they doubled down on, but he did not bet on baseball. So even though he will go to prison,
my only pause,
he'll be welcomed back into baseball.
Yeah, jeez. My only pause there is, did he give tips to his bookie about baseball, about people being hurt, about, you know, potential lineup changes, so on and so forth? Like, I know you don't necessarily bet on baseball, but do you affect the odds otherwise, you know?
I don't think so, because if he's not betting on baseball, then there's no point in...
Yeah, but he had $40 million of betting debt, and those illegal bookies don't exactly take kindly most times.
Yeah. I mean, because it's only listed that he, what is it, like 16, so where did all the... other millions of dollars go?
Well, right. It's like these people have to get their money in some way, shape, or form, and a favor of like that would change things. So I'm not ready to be like, oh, good job, Ipe, you didn't bet on baseball.
Oh, no. But I'm not doing that.
I know
that.
You're not.
I
know
think
you're
it's
not.
Funny
I know
that
not.
They doubled down and like, but yeah, he didn't
like,
bet on baseball.
Oh, no.
But plot twist.
He
plot
bet on
twist.
College soccer.
Plot twist. I saw this on SI.com. Plot twist is, I know. So take this how you must. Apparently, he used $325,000 of the stolen money for what I always consider legal gambling. Didn't bet on baseball odds, but he did buy baseball cards, which you guys know.
I respect that. I get it.
It's the most legal form of gambling is buying sports cards, because you just buy it, sit on it, and hope to flip it one day. But I was like, that's an interesting plot twist of didn't bet on actual games, which, yes, that's it's just so funny saying that's frowned upon. And so is stealing millions and millions of dollars from somebody.
Right.
That's frowned upon, too.
No, but integrity of the sport-wise, you are happy about that.
So apparently buying baseball cards or all that stuff. So that's interesting. And yeah. Oh, my gosh. I still can't believe that. And Shohei Ohtani is just doing baseball things. But
I think it's crazier that crazier is the wrong word. In general, I think back to the immediate reaction and how many people are like, oh, Ipe is the fall guy. And then as more and more details have come out, it's been like, oh, no, Ipe really just had a problem. But you still see some of the tinfoil hat
like
folks on
socials.
Well,
for me, the only reason why I initially had that fall guy thing is
everybody
because,
did.
Is
I
because
did.
The story in the beginning was like, he addressed the media, and then like the other representatives were like, no, like take it all back. And then so that's the part that seemed kind of weird. The people that are still thinking he's a fall guy up to this point, yeah, they're
that's
definitely
more
tin
what I'm
hat
talking
people,
about.
But... when it first came out, it was just so funky. Like,
everybody
what?
Had every right to think that. But back now, it's a full federal investigation.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
now it's like...
Ipe is facing 30 years in jail. I don't care how close you are, and this is to all my boys back home. I don't care how close we are. I'm not doing 30 years for you. I'm sorry.
But again, we will never know.
In federal prison.
We'll never know what it's like to... We will never know what it's like to not know when millions of dollars are slowly being stolen from you, because I mean, Ipe helped Shohei open up his U.S. bank account, and it's the bank account where his baseball salary went into. So that's pretty much why he had the direct knowledge
credit card,
and
baby.
Everything going on. So this story will be interesting. Nonetheless, Shohei Ohtani, I'm sure Major League Baseball, the LA Dodgers, the people of Japan, and myself, of course, are relieved that the golden child did not actually...
Our golden boy is still our golden boy.
Yeah, he's still the golden boy. He can do no wrong. That baby face is still working for him. Shohei Ohtani. Anyways, way up against the clock. We'll be right back on Wake Up in the Den.
Back to more Wake Up in the Den with Ku'ule Agbayani on the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM and AM 760.
Party rock! Party rock! Yeah. Party rock, everybody. It's Wake Up in the Den. Ku'ule Agbayani and Paul Brecht. First segment went... quite a long ways. No surprise there on this Aloha Friday. Hope everyone is having a Good morning. We are your sunshine coming through your speakers in this gloomy day. But just real quick, because it's going to be like in a few minutes that we have to take our next break. So we will chat a little bit or get you some updates on some of the other things going on nationally in sports. As it stands right now, Bryson DeChambeau, for anyone keeping up with the Masters, does have the lead at 7-under in round two. But as we know, there's still a lot to go. So 7-under. Total, excuse me. And today he is at even. Yeah, so that's kind of your update for the Masters. And looking at the NBA, I can't believe the season is almost over. My Orlando Magic sitting at that 5 spot, hoping to not have to play in the play-in tournament. This is crazy to see the play-in tournament being like the Lakers, Warriors, potentially on the West, the Suns and Kings. Like, what the heck is going on in the West? And in the East, you got the Bulls, Hawks, and the 76ers, and the Heat. For those of you guys that don't know, the play-in tournament, the winners of those will play each other, and then they will get slotted into these 7 and 8 seeds for the first round of the actual playoff itself, where my Orlando Magic sitting at the 5th spot right now and projected to play the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are the 4th seed.
That's a baby food dog walk first round for you guys. I do not respect the Cleveland Cavaliers. I feel bad about it. I just do not respect them after last year's playoff performance. In general, it's been a really fun year in basketball. The Celtics obviously running away with the Eastern Conference, the best record in the league, and not particularly close at 62-18. But after that, you're right, Koo, it's everybody just kind of stacked one on top of each other. You said how your Magic are sitting in 5th. They're only 3 games back of the 2 seed. Obviously not enough time for them to fight back and get up to the 2 seed with only 2 games remaining in the regular season for most teams. But nonetheless, you're right. Wanting to stick out of the play-in, got to win, I think, one more game. Actually, now looking at it, it looks like they've clinched out of the play-in, depending on how the 76ers
finish. Not officially, though. There's no little indication in front of their name on ESPN.com.
Need the little X.
Yeah, so they're kind of in there, like the New York Knicks. So in the East, well, you have the Boston Celtics. That's way ahead of everybody. I mean, way ahead. And then you have the Bucks and the Knicks. The Knicks 14 games behind the Boston Celtics at the moment, but I fear no man. Everything changes when you hit the playoffs. So that's the 3 teams that clinched the playoff berth, meaning they are straight into the playoffs. No play-in tournament to worry about. The bubble teams, I guess, the teams
that
could potentially
like
be either in the playoff or in the play-in tournament, are the Cavs, Magic, Pacers, 76ers, and Heat on the East side, and then the Bulls and Hawks are guaranteed in the play-in tournament, and the rest of the teams are eliminated. Looking at the Western Conference, those that have clinched the playoff berth have been the Nuggets, T-Wolves, Thunder, LA Clippers, baby, the Dallas Mavericks, and the 2 bubble teams are the New Orleans Pelicans and the Phoenix Suns, and the Kings, Warriors, and Lakers are the ones that are officially in the play-in tournament. So we'll see the next couple of games, how that goes, and yeah, at least the Clippers are in there, baby.
We get another edition of Lakers-Warriors in that play-in tournament game, because we also had that, I can't remember if it was 2 years ago, last year. Either way, we got it before, and I was really excited about it. The Suns and the Kings facing off in the play-in would be pretty fun as well. Do feel bad for the Sacramento Kings going through a little bit of injuries to some key players. Obviously, everybody's going to be doing that this time of year, but to lose a guy like Malik Monk so late in the year, post-trade deadline, you can't really replace him. That really stunk for them. The Suns, what a disappointing year. Coming into the year with Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker.
Even the Kings, they were like good last year.
The Kings were good last year. They were good this year as well, but I also think, to be totally fair, I know I'm an Eastern Conference fan and a lot of people are going to be, ooh, you have bias. The Western Conference is brutal. They have been beating the living daylights out of each other all year. If you look up and down, it really is just like the East, separated by 1-2 contests for pretty much the top 10 teams. You know, it's been a very, very impressive year for competitiveness in the Western Conference. And to see that, it makes a lot of fun. Don't know anybody who can give you a confident answer in what the final matchup is going to be this year. And I think that's when the sport is at its best, is when you have multiple true contenders.
All I know is that if somehow it works out that, I mean, no offense, Paul, but somehow if it works out that the Magic and Celtics will play each other sometime, hopefully in the, well, as it stacks up, it won't be in the semifinals. It's going to be a house divided in our household just because I am with a diehard Celtics fan, but we'll see how it goes. The unfortunate thing for all of you Warriors and Lakers fans is that it's the 9-10 game in the playoffs, or the play-in. So if you guys still aren't really familiar with it, whoever loses that game is out. Whereas if you are the 7-8 seed in the play-in tournament, basically the winner of the 7-8 matchup in the play-in tournament moves on automatically to the first round of the playoffs and slides in as the 7 seed. And then the loser of the 7-8 game plays again of the winner of the 9-10 seeding. But how the Warriors and Lakers are right now at the 9-10 for the play-in, yeah, whoever loses is completely out. So I know a lot of, you know, here in Hawaii and across the country, really, there's tons of Warriors and Lakers fans. So it's kind of interesting to see it stack up that way. But we know, I mean, I think the Warriors, like, they've had their run, the dynasty that they built. And that's what happens with all great dynasties. People get hurt and injured. Draymond Green he just needs to stop playing basketball because just right off into the sunset already. It's becoming, at first it was like, yeah, he's like,
it's exhausting.
For some of you hockey fans, it was like, yeah, he's like the goon, like, woo, yeah. But now it's just a little much because
you feel
just
bad.
It's just extra, like, just stop being like this. You don't play hockey. That's the thing. Like, this isn't hockey. This isn't football. This isn't a sport that's supposed to be about punching people and pushing people really hard and doing all of that stuff. This is basketball. So it's come to that point, and that's kind of where the Warriors are at now. Like, let's just, you know, let Steph Curry just kind of ride off into the sunset and, like, and then, of course, the Lakers and LeBron's getting up there. So it's kind
teams.
Of weird to see, like, the end of this era. You know, I mean, Steph probably has, like, quite a few more years left on his tires. But at the same time, that dynasty team that was the Golden State Warriors are, like, definitely on the other side of their excellence, and it's just, this is, oh, it's such a whip. But you know what? The Magic are on their way up, so you know.
Orlando Magic. Oh.
We might have to play the song coming back. Anyways, that is your NBA update because the regular season will finish this Sunday and play-in tournament action starts next week. That's when the NBA gets fun again. So we'll definitely be obnoxious with NBA discussions next week when the playoffs begin.
You guys better pray for the next downfall because I will be insufferable.
We'll be right back on Wake Up in the Den.
Wake Up in the Den with Kuule Agbayani on the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM and AM 760.
Welcome back to all of you, the beautifulest of all the beautiful people. It's Wake Up in the Den alongside Paul Brecht. I'm Kuule Agbayani. Shout out OP Pickers on this Aloha Friday. Wet and rainy, gloomy weather, but nonetheless, hope you guys are having a good and bright, shiny day. Remember, you guys are the beautifulest of all the beautiful people because you are listening right now, and it's always a sunshine, funshine morning here on the Hawaii Sports Radio Network weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. As I mentioned, to open up the show, stay tuned. Tune in at 3 o'clock p.m. or follow us on social media to find out for sure if we will have the OIA softball game between Kalani and Moanalua. Even though it's wet, rainy weather, Moanalua does have the all-turf, new all-turf field, so they're not as stressed about, you know, having to make sure the field is a playable surface. So we will see what happens, and I'll check in with the AD probably around noon because it's not like it's like crazy pouring, or at least right here, it's just, it's poured already and the weather's gloomy, but we'll see. Nonetheless, quick Masters update again, because I realized just 5 minutes ago the position of all the players have changed ever so slightly. Well, Bryson DeChambeau is still leading in round two, followed by, Bryson DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler are tied for first at the moment with scores 7-under. Max Homa is at third. Nikolai Højgaard and Danny Willett are both at 5-under. And Cameron Davis, Corey Connors, Ryan Fox, Cameron Young. Corey Connors and Ryan Fox are at 6. Everybody else is down there. Rory McIlroy is tied for 12. Where is Tiger Woods at right now?
He was plus one last I knew.
Is he above the cut line?
He was last I knew as well on that.
Tiger, he is above the cut line it stands right now. Tied for 28th at the moment. So he Good is enough. Far above the cut line. Zach Johnson is right there at the bottom, just making it. So we will see what happens. We talked about it the other day. As long as Tiger Woods makes the cut, it's good for golf, because then people will still tune in throughout the weekend. And even if he just stays mildly competitive through tomorrow and then Sunday, I never anticipated him to win in 2019, so never say never. But I'm sure golf and everyone is hoping that Tiger sneaks into the weekend and makes the cut. So we will keep you updated and see what happens towards the end of the show. All right. Talked a lot about what's happening nationally, but there are a bunch of stuff, you guys, obviously, that are happening with the University of Hawaii. The University of Hawaii baseball team on the road at UC Santa Barbara, but they do have games this afternoon, 12:35 p.m. Hawaii time, and tomorrow, 12:05, and on Sunday at 10:05, you can watch it on ESPN. Plus, Randy Abshire is the projected starter today, but they don't have listed starters for tomorrow and Sunday. Big games for Hawaii. Hoping that it's so weird when they're like the UHT. We're used to HBU teams being on the road for so long, but it's so weird when UH teams are gone. I'm like, gosh, they're still on the road. This is weird.
It really is strange, because I feel like I'm at UH every other day, which is always funny as a non-student. To just drive on there and just be like, oh, I'm back. But yeah, it feels like they've been gone forever. And it kind of feels that way with men's volleyball as well. I know that they came back and whatever. But even so, it's strange. I miss you guys. Come back. But come back with some wins.
But luckily, you guys can still watch some UH action this weekend with the women's side. We have beach volleyball celebrating their senior weekend. The Rainbow Wahine have players Kaylee Glagau, Sabrina Hardesty, Anna Maidment, excuse me if that's not how it's pronounced, Apani Napoleon, Jamie Santer, and Riley Wagner will all be honored from the beach volleyball team for senior night festivities. They play tomorrow and Sunday, and they also play against Chaminade this weekend, so we can go out and support the Division II schools. Hawaii currently ranked number 12th, and they play number 19 GCU along with Portland and Chaminade throughout the weekend. And water polo also in action, celebrating senior night. Alba Bunamusa Boy, Lucia Gomez de la Puente, Emma Gersich, and Lot Sturtefeld will be honored from water polo as they play UC Santa Barbara tomorrow as well, 6:00 p.m. at the Duke Kahanamoku Aquatics Complex. If you can't be there, you can follow our team, because all of us will be there covering water polo and beach volleyball over the weekend. Again, you know, some of the other sports like men's volleyball, baseball, not here. But you know what? That's what we do. We're still covering the ladies as well. So, and if you haven't seen it or missed the Mana Wahine Wednesday segment with Lot Sturtefeld, you can go ahead and check it out at HawaiiSportsRadio.com. Very fascinating story coming from a water polo family all the way from the Netherlands. Niverdale, happiest place on earth, apparently.
Bang, cool. Look at you go with the pronunciation. I was trying to find a way to fit the happiest place on earth into the feature story, which you can also find on HawaiiSportsRadio.com, and I just couldn't. But that's because I also kind of want the people to listen to the interview as well. Obviously, you can get a good portion of the content if you're into reading. You need some good old reading material when you're off when nature calls or whatever. But We also have the interview embedded in there, and you can tune in, tap into that. And Lot has a bunch of really interesting perspectives and life experiences. Like you mentioned, Koo, she comes from a water polo family. You've also kind of joked before how you know her through her time at Sodexo or with Sodexo.
Oh, yeah.
And just in general, somebody who wears a lot of different hats, but a very talented water polo player who has been a part of one of the more transformative groups in recent Rainbow Wahine memory, just for the matter of success that they've had. 3 Big West regular season titles in the past 4 seasons.
And kind of what I said on the interview is that hopefully the season's not going to end anytime soon, because the Rainbow Wahine ranked number 2 in the country. You know, this is a senior night, but they still have Big West championships to go, and then hopefully a long journey in the NCAA tournament. And this will be the last hurrah for head coach Mo. So a lot of stuff happening with the women's water polo program, but they still return a bunch of phenomenal players. So they will continue to be competitive. And the changeover with the new coach, all the players I've talked to, he's already within the program. It's not like the vision is going to change anytime soon. So a lot of big things for Wahine Water Polo.
We did pretty well with our last UCLA alum as a head coach. So, you know.
So, you know, it's not going
to
be any...
Go to the same well. No, you're right. Everybody loves James Robinson, the next head coach for Rainbow Wahine Water Polo. All the young women are very excited that he was the one who was tabbed to take over for Coach Mo. It just kind of continues the good vibes rolling. And like you said, number 2 in the nation this year, that's the highest the program has ever ranked. And they've ranked that for the past 7 weeks in a row. Looking to continue that going forward, and a season full of firsts and new experiences. We talk a little bit about beating USC twice. Talk a lot about water polo and what they do because they deserve it.
We've been learning as we go. And it's only an hour-long game, guys, and it's free. So if you can make it out tomorrow.
And it's fast-paced.
For senior night, I hope you guys come out. Still clear bag policy, however, so keep that in mind. Still same thing if you've gone to Stan Sheriff Center, Les Murakami, all that stuff. Still have the same rules. All right, last but definitely not least, the UH men's volleyball team also in action today and tomorrow, 4 o'clock p.m. Hawaii time, which you can watch as well on ESPN Plus. Now, as it stands currently, so they play against UC San Diego. If we take a look at the Big West standings, Long Beach State is at the top, followed by Irvine. Hawaii is currently 3rd, and then UC San Diego is behind them, followed by CSUN and UC Santa Barbara. If you look ahead to next week's Big West Men's Volleyball Championships, it'll be the 4 and 5 seed that play each other in the first round, and the 3 and 6 seed. So it would be, let's see, Hawaii and UC Santa Barbara, if everything stays the same, that would play each other in the first round next week, Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Hawaii time. So, again, anything can change. Next 2 games to go through, and then the top 1 and 2 seeds have the bye into the semifinals. So, definitely today's matches, whatever happens, huge implications for next week's Big West Conference Championships. And if you guys want to watch it, you can watch on ESPN Plus ESPN Plus.
For the Big West Championships, you can pull up to...
Oh, 100%.
Just by the way.
That's why I'm letting
Charlie
people know
Wade
when they
will be
play.
On his best behavior. He promised us.
Nah. No.
I want to see another red card, coach. Come on.
Yelling Charlie. So, again, we will see what happens this weekend. And should Hawaii do well, they are still a couple of games behind Irvine, however. So, Irvine sitting at 6-2, and Hawaii is at 4-4 in the Big West Conference. But
I believe the 2 seed is out of question for the Rainbow Warriors. But that's okay, because at the end of the day, all you got to do is get into the dance and then just win, baby, win.
Yeah.
And
oh, man.
That's something
Santa
we know.
Santa Barbara only has 1 win in conference? Dang.
It's been a tough year. I mean, to be totally fair, look at the national rankings. You've got 3 teams in the top 5 in the Big West.
Long Beach is 1, Irvine is 4, Hawaii's 5, and then CSUN is 14, but still, nonetheless, ranking
is Slackers, CSUN. Oh, God, top 15 in the nation. They stink. Oh, no. What a brutal conference.
All right. That's your overall update, you guys, for everything happening with the University of Hawaii sports. So lots of stuff today through Sunday that you can look forward to, and hope to see you guys on campus sometime this weekend. Okay, we'll be right back to close things out on Wake Up in the Den.
This is how we do it. Wake Up in the Den with Kuule Ogbeani on the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM and AM 760.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night, day. The party's here in Kauai. As always, every morning, not just on Fridays, Kuule Ogbeani and Paul Brecht taking you through the rest of your Friday morning and into the weekend. Just real quick, I talked about it a little bit yesterday, but just a reminder for all of my MMA fans, Max Holloway in action tomorrow for UFC 300. Pretty cool happening in the press conference yesterday that somebody asked Dana or referred to what Max had mentioned in his media scrum a couple of days ago about making the bonus, you know, $150,000 to $300,000, and someone had asked Dana White that question yesterday, and Dana was like, what? And then he's like, how much you guys want it to be? And then everyone's yelling like $300,000, and then Dana goes, $300,000, done. And the crowd is like, wow. So $300,000 bonus on the line tomorrow. And it was funny because some guy on the undercard was like, oh, maybe we should get a bonus on, like, you know, the different card levels. And then Dana was like,
no.
Dana was like, no. But he was like, there's about, I think he said a million something in total bonuses on the line. So he's like, fight your butt off. Obviously use another word, but fight your butt off, essentially. And that's kind of like, despite how people will feel whatever about fighter pay, but the bonuses are set up that way where, hey, you're going to fight if you want to fight. But Max Holloway, Justin Gaethje for the promotional title belt of the BMF coming in. Both guys making their weight this morning because it's not an actual title fight. They can come in 1 pound over. So both of them came in at 156 pounds. So it's going to be fireworks, you guys. Probably the most exciting fight on the card, even though it's the third fight. Alex Pereira, Jamal Hill is the headliner. Zhang Weili and Yan Zhonan are also on there for their respective titles. But Justin Gaethje, Max Holloway will be the one for all of us to look out for. Unfortunately, considering it just sucks because I know it's UFC 300 and it's always going to be a pay-per-view card. But it just feels weird where your two or your co-main event is kind of like not a headliner, at least in terms of like casual MMA fans. But even for myself, who considers, like, I'm more than casual, I haven't been paying attention as much recently because there hasn't been kind of the superstar power that I was so accustomed to for how many years in the UFC and all these champions. So it's just weird where you have Justin Gaethje, Max Holloway fighting for a promotional belt, which, hey, the fight's going to be awesome because there's a reason why both these guys are fighting for that belt, is because they bring exciting fights every time and they're just going to punch each other in the face and it's going to be awesome. But some of the other stuff on the undercard, which everyone that has ESPN or ESPN Plus, we get to be treated to some interesting fights. Holly Holm, Kayla Harrison, if you guys are familiar with Kayla's name, she is a champ in her own right in the Olympics and PFL. So it's interesting to see her, but she's been fighting at a couple of weight classes above what she came in at 136 pounds. And that's going to be a fun one. Yuri Prohoshka, Alexander Rakic is going to be interesting. And yeah, it's up and down the undercards. It's quite intriguing for some of you guys that are very much into MMA and UFC, but the main card is a little lackluster. But for those of us that are the huge Max Holloway fans and just want to see an exciting fight, it begins at 4 o'clock p.m. Hawaii time, but you can only get it on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. And Max Holloway is still the underdog in that fight, so
ESPN Plus go. Plus.
Yeah. Boo.
There's some about streaming services. I do miss cable.
Yeah, regular pay-per-view where, like, you just buy through the box and stuff.
Like, just super simple, just regular cable where I didn't have to have 33 different streaming services to watch any particular game, match, fight, so on and so forth. This is my old man yelling at cloud moment.
I was going to say, you've yelled at this before, so we won't get into it that much.
I'll yell at it forever.
Anywho, Max Holloway plus 142 underdog as the odds go, and Justin Gaethje minus 170. Justin Gaethje is the current BMF champ after that Dustin Poirier fight. So we will see. I'm looking forward to it. Anyone that complains about fighter pay and you don't pay the pay-per-view, you're part of the problem. I'm just going to say that there. If people know me, the pay-per-views I would encourage people to buy are obviously those with Max Holloway, because the fighters get a cut of the pay-per-view. So that always makes me chuckle, is people that are like, oh, fighter pay, Dana White. I was like, well, are you getting your streams illegally? Because you're contributing to the fighters not getting paid. I'm just going to
throw that out there.
But let's support Max Holloway. He's also donning special floral shorts representing Hawaii, so that's pretty cool. And I believe you can buy them on UFC store. So all of this stuff for the local boy. I haven't looked forward to a fight in a long time.
Well, look forward to this one.
I am. But I might be at Zone 18 while the fight's going on, so I'm going to have to, like, watch it on my phone or something.
I was going to say, multiple screens. That's why we love streaming. I've never once complained about streaming services once in my life. So that's, I have always been a massive proponent of streaming services. This shift that we've gone through, no more cable. It's actually terrible.
Talk about the convenience of, I can actually watch the ESPN pay-per-view.
Always going to come back around. I know.
Can watch it while we're at UH.
Oh, goodness.
Last thing on the list of things happening locally, non-sports, to close out the show. Goodbye, Stairway to Heaven. Oh, I guess the trucks are in place is what I saw on the Windward side, that they are getting ready to take down the famed Stairway to Heaven on the Windward side that everyone is so familiar with. You can see it off to the right when you're coming if you're going from this side to the Windward side, it'll be on your right hand side that you can see the Stairway to Heaven. Fortunately, I've had a chance to hike it, but it's kind of sad. Like, it's actually I hiked it when I was really in shape, so I was like, it's actually easier than you think, because it's Stairmaster, but you hike it so early in the morning that the weather's not that bad, but it'll be sad to go. You can still hike up the backside, though, so we'll just put that there.
In the arms of
you've only been here for a little while, so you never got a chance to hike up there, huh?
I was always told it was, like, illegal or something like that. I don't know. My old coworkers used to be like, oh, we're going to do Stairway, but we have to do it at this time.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
I think we went at, like, 4 in the morning, but I got to go find some old pictures of that. And yeah, well, maybe my pictures I took from there will be worth more money now that you can't get them. All right, but we got to go. Hope you guys have a good weekend. For Paul Brecht, I'm Kule Ugbayani. Mahalo for listening. Bye.